The richest in America may end up with an extra tax bracket all their own. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The U.S. Senate passed a key piece of a $4 trillion budget plan on Friday. The budget lays the groundwork for tax reform because it includes language that prevent a tax bill from being filibustered by Democrats through 2018. Also Friday, House Speaker Paul Ryan said the House would make a key change to its tax plan, adding another tax bracket to help prevent high-income earners from getting a big tax break. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra is here with more.
Last month, Republicans put out a blueprint for their tax overhaul. Part of it had to do with simplifying tax brackets, how much you pay in taxes based on your income. The U.S. currently has 7 tax brackets, and the Republican plan cuts them down to 3. In doing that, it lowers the highest tax rate from about 40% to 35%. And there's been criticism that would mainly help the richest Americans. So on Friday, Speaker Ryan said Republicans are going to be adding a 4th tax bracket meant for the highest income earners so they don't see this huge drop in their tax rate. And this is something President Trump said he may support.
Now, another emerging tax policy, maybe a change to the 401k tax retirement system?
Right. The federal government lets people set aside up to $18,000 every year for their 401k retirement accounts. You don't have to pay taxes on that money until you retire. But if the government's going to cut taxes, it needs to find ways to make up for a shortfall in tax revenue. One idea is to lower that threshold on how much tax-deferred money you can put into your 401k, possibly to as little as $2,400 a year, according to the New York Times.
And others would opt for the Roth system, which you pay taxes up front. Marielle Segarra, thank you. Check the numbers. A big market story so far today is Japan's Nikkei up 1.1%, the 15th straight day of new highs there. This is in large part to the rising fortunes of Japan's incumbent Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, whose party won a resounding election victory yesterday. London's FTSE is up 10%. Dow and S&P futures are up 10% as well. Americans earning under $30,000 a year end up paying 3 times as much in monthly fees for checking accounts as more affluent customers. This is from a survey out this morning from Bankrate.com and Money. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more.
Banks and other financial institutions tend to offer a one-size-fits-all checking account. Low and moderate-income consumers get hit hard with fees for not cashing checks through direct deposit or for failing to carry a minimum balance.
What we've seen is that that's not working.
David Rothstein is with the nonprofit Cities for Financial Empowerment Fund.
The ripple effect is it's pushing people out of the system rather than into the system.
The Bankrate.com money survey finds these consumers pay an average of $31 in monthly fees compared to $9 for everyone else. Bankrate's Amanda Dixon says more than a third of all financial institutions offer free checking, but people need to ask.
Definitely speak up and ask, what are all of the possible fees that I could be charged, and how can I avoid those fees?
On average, checking account holders stay with the same bank for 16 years. Dixon says consumers should consider whether accumulating $20 to $30 in monthly fees over that time is worth it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Now to diversity and the beauty industry. Pop star Rihanna launched a new makeup line this fall, and here's how they measure buzz. Its Instagram account had 1 million followers within days of the launch. Not just because of Rihanna's celebrity, Fenty Beauty comes in 40 skin colors. Kristen Schwab reports.
New York City-based makeup artist T. Cooper works in fashion and entertainment. Today, she's doing makeup for model Michaela McFarlane, who has chocolate brown skin. She's using a sort of putty knife tool and palette to mix colors.
I mix one with a yellow base, a red base, a neutral base, and one that's just like super, super deep.
Catch that? She needs 4 shades of foundation to create one that works for McFarlane. She does this with almost every product: concealer, powder, and blush.
Women that are of Afro-Latino, African-American, Afro-Caribbean, when I get Indian and Middle Eastern women, you know, the brown girls. Usually have to mix when I get the brown girls.
For some women of color, it's normal to play makeup chemist every morning, says McFarlane.
And I'm just like, how? how is this possible? Like, how are there, like, all these makeup brands and not one of you guys could, like, find a shade that actually not only, like, gives me what, like, my skin needs, but it also takes care of, like, my undertones.
Enter Rihanna. The singer worked for 2 years with Kendo, a beauty brand developer, to create her Fenty Beauty line, after her full name, Robin Rihanna Fenty. People have been cooing over its 40 foundation shades, though brands like Makeup Forever and Maybelline offer just as many. So what's different here? Tiffany Gill, a professor of Black American Studies at the University of Delaware, writes about Black beauty and culture.
It's not just about sort of adding more color to make the makeup darker, but to really understanding the varieties of skin tones and skin textures within people of color.
Brown isn't just brown. It can be cool, warm, or neutral. Rihanna offers these subtleties for each foundation color. Without them, makeup on brown skin can look ashy and painted on. But some of Fenty's popularity lies in its messaging. The ads feature a color wheel of women, and one is wearing a hijab.
I think there's still a great deal of fear in a culture that has celebrated and equated whiteness with beauty of putting women of color at the forefront of such a campaign.
Rihanna created a new space in the $430 billion beauty market. But other brands are likely to follow with a multiculturalism is mainstream message, too. There's no shortage of market. Mint.com says the average woman spends $15,000 on makeup in her lifetime, and women of color often spend more. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
And this is the Marketplace Morning Report. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.